This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I believe we have some breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Friend of the show, Adam Schefter, just 2 minutes ago on Twitter, Chapel Bill. Six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick is finalizing a deal to become the new head coach at North Carolina. Sources tell me Pete Thamel and at Clow ESPN.
Yes, Clow ESPN. How about Chris Lowe?
ESPN? Chris Lowe ESPN. I don't know. Well, he confuses me. Belichick is going back to school.
That's my favorite moment ever.
Shut it.
It does say Clow ESPN.
It says Clow ESPN, doesn't it?
Yes.
Back to where his father served as an assistant coach in the 1950s. It is indeed becoming real. Bill Belichick has never coached a game at the college level, and now he's coaching North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got younger. They wanted to get younger at the head coaching position, so they went from 73-year-old Mac Brown to 72-year-old Bill Belichick. We took Drake May from North Carolina. They accept Bill Belichick from us, I guess. They didn't really take him from us. We gave him away.
Yeah.
We kicked him to the curb.
We let him go last year. But yes, there it is.
That is shocking to me.
Bill Belichick going to UNC.
I love it.
I wonder what of the stipulations they agreed to, or if Bill backed off of some of them.
Somebody gave in.
A little.
Now, maybe both sides. Maybe it was a true negotiation. He gives up two things. They give up two things. You know, maybe they don't have quite the money he wanted, and maybe they didn't give in. He gives in on the Steve thing. Or maybe he called Steve, and Steve was like, Dad, I kind of want to do my own thing, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
Leave me alone, Dad.
I don't want your life.
That's not my life.
All right, for more on that, here is Dan Ball with What's Trending. Wow. And when we come back, we'll go behind the glass. WEEI Afternoons, Christian Erkin, Andy Hart, Petey Pablo, and Stiz back there behind the glass on the ones and twos. I miss this song, man.
Such a classic.
Do you remember when he did this and it was like it was after 9/11 and he was on TRL and he did like a USA version of it? He was like, United States of America, come on and raise up. And it was like, yeah, you know, we're still a little tender after 9/11, but this is bringing us back.
TRL, right? And all, Petey Pop, what a time to be alive.
It really was. Anyway, the reason why you're hearing that is because Bill Belichick, according to Adam Schefter, who's calling him Chapel Bill, six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick finalizing a deal to become the new head coach at North Carolina. Sources tell me Pete Thamel and Clow, ESPN, otherwise known as Chris Lowe. Real quick, not to throw a big wet blanket on this or anything, but we knew he was finalizing the deal already, right? Didn't we know that there was already some sort of agreement in tat and they were going back and forth over the details and finalizing the deal? Like, I don't know. Like, what does that mean? What does finalizing the deal mean? Can we call Adam Schefter back and ask him? I'd like to know this because I'm very, very curious about who's saying, okay, you know what, that was a lot that I asked for. If it was Bill, I asked for a lot. I'm willing to concede on this, this, and this. Or if UNC just said, you know, Bill, this is a whole lot you're asking for, but we just can't say no. We're gonna say yes to all of it. You can have your son be the next guy. You can have the two coaching staffs and the GM staff and everything. We'll buy out whoever you want to be the guy running all that with the NILs and all this stuff. We'll bring in your entire staff. You can do all these things that you want to do. You can change the way that University of North Carolina looks at their football program, and we don't care if we have to spend tens of hundreds of millions of dollars to do it. I wonder which side blinked.
I'm going to guess North Carolina blinked more than Bill.
North Carolina!
Nope, not doing it. I think they probably both blinked because the things that were, you know, as of a couple hours ago when Schefter's telling us, well, it's about Steve Belichick, it's about Bill's salary, it's about the NIL investment and how much he can pay his staff. Well, that's everything.
Yeah.
That's virtually everything. I don't care, like, well, you know, the weight room, were they going to expand it from 100,000 square feet to 110? Like, the big things were left to be solved. The fact that they solved it, I think both sides probably caved, but I think North Carolina probably went above and beyond. Like, just my gut instinct is we want to get into the world of big-time college football.
Yeah.
We're a big-time college basketball school, and if we're going to do it, the opportunity to fast-track it is here and now. NIL, transfer portal, money, Bill Belichick. We've never had a plan like this. Right. This is kind of you-know-what or get-off-the-pot time for them. If we're ever going to go big-time, I think they probably caved. You probably got a lot of competitive, wealthy people together. There's
trustees,
13
and boosters,
board of regents,
people. Blah, yeah, right.
And
yeah.
They probably kind of got caught up in the moment and got excited and said, yeah, we can do this. We want to be this. My disappointing thing is I just saw New England Football Journal tweeted out, BC and UNC don't play again in the regular season until 2028. So we're not even going to see any like Bill O'Brien, Bill Belichick.
They'll play in a bowl game.
Coming to the Heights. No, my next stop is playoffs. Bill, if you don't make the playoffs in year one, you're out.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'm very interested in seeing how this goes, and I'm very interested in seeing the details of who bent the knee on what.
This is more entertaining than if you just told me Bill Belichick took the job with the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is more entertaining.
This is more interesting.
I'm also hoping a lot of these schools have very large, intricate social media contingents.
Yes.
I would love to see a behind the UNC style, behind the B style thing of the last like two or three days.
I'd like to see that too.
With like phone calls and like some, you know, the head of the university on the phone with Bill. And this could get really interesting if they have any of that.
Yeah. Adam Schefter was on with us earlier. We asked him what the roadblocks are from this deal being done. Here's what Schefter said. What would you consider to be the biggest roadblock between getting this job? You listed a bunch of things, the likeness, the name, the money, the succession plan with his son, Steven, like all of that. If you had to guess, what would you say is probably the biggest thing?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I think the biggest thing is all the things. It all has to be a lot for him to go do this and to make it work. And until it's all aligned to his satisfaction, set up the way that he would want, with him answering to who he wants, with him having the money, and I don't mean salary, you know, name, image, likeness, to be able to pay out to players, to be able to make that school competitive, to everything. Is like, listen, I don't know this, but I'm sure he's spoken to Nick Saban about what it takes to run a successful college program at some point in time. There has to be some idea. Bill's not going to go into something blindly. He is very detailed, very thorough, very on top of things. So he's going to make sure that he takes every precaution to make sure everything that needs to be successful is in place, right? So that's the case. He's not going to do it.
Yeah, well, seems like something changed. Something changed. Trustee changed his mind, or maybe Bill changed his mind. We'll find out. I'm sure these details will be released. Until then, we will continue to speculate, and we'll do that with you at 617-779-7937. We'll come back and wrap things up with odds and ends and your phone calls right after this.